Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Joe Chaffee, the president and founder of InTouch Graphics, and there's been a lot of talk about these new click-and-go wayfinding maps. They were introduced to a lot of us at ATI Chicago, and now they're here in Orlando. So welcome, Joe, and why don't you tell us a little bit about these.
Hi, thanks. Well, we have a wayfinding service that is essentially the equivalent to Google or Yahoo driving directions, only they're tailored to blind and deafblind pedestrians. So it's a system where a blind or a deafblind traveler can become familiar with an environment by using drop-down menus on our website and selecting starting and destination points and getting very detailed walking directions.
Sure. Why don't you talk about it with the level of detail? We did a podcast, which we posted yesterday on our website, just using one of the maps, walking over to one of the ballrooms, and it's down to the foot, basically.
Well, I actually walked every route with a pedometer, and I videotaped every route, and as I walked it, I spoke into the video describing features of the environment as though I had a blind companion with me, and I'm a mobility instructor, so I'm trying to use terminology that would be mobility friendly. So textural changes, slopes, there's some routes that describe the sound of the waterfall as you walk around a circle,
around the pool.
Those kinds of things, trying to bring in any helpful landmarking information on the routes.
Okay, so when it says on the website that professional O&M instructor design, that's you.
That was me in this case, yes.
Right. Okay, so you've done maps for this and you did it for ATA Chicago. What else have you been working on?
Yeah, well, I actually began this with my work in deaf blindness. And if you imagine being deaf in addition to being blind and the difficulties that would involve for accessing information in the world, that challenge of working with that population led me to studying tactile maps. So I create tactile maps that are simultaneously tactile and low vision. And in the last year and a half, I've branched into this new technology with my partner, who is a technologist, and we wanted to create a web-accessible text-based wayfinding system.
Sure. And this service is not only accessible via the web, but for this week also by the phone.
Yeah, we have combined this with an interactive voice technology component that any standard telephone with a free phone call can be used to select a location, such as the ATIA site, and then select starting and end points, as well as a virtual tour or points of interest on the campus.
Sure. Or you could load these onto a portable media player, such as a book sensor stream, and they're designed in folders, right?
Right. And they can be downloaded to any of those similar devices. And my partner has got more of a handle on the technological details of that.
Sure.
But yeah, there are simple download instructions on the website, and that way you could just zip all the files in one operation into your device.
Sure. How are you funding? How does this company make money?
Well, at this point, my partner and I have just done this out of pure interest, and we've been funding it ourselves, and we just launched it this year. We've just applied for a patent. Nobody has done this type of technology before, and we've just gotten the University of Minnesota on board, the Minnesota State Academy for the Blind, a library in Washington, D.C., and we're negotiating with some airports and public transit sites. So it's starting to really get some exposure.
Will all these maps be available from your site, or will they all have their own different ways of presenting them? Or
We offer to any facility a link from their website to their own landing page that we will create for them. But people could also access these maps from our website.
Okay. Is there a directory posted yet of the maps that are available? Or
We just have a sampling of maps right now.
Right.
And we'll be increasing that in the next month or two because we're working on a number of new projects.
If somebody wanted to have a map created for their business area, university, whatever, how might they go about that?
I think through their most universities have an office for students with disabilities. disabilities or some similar term. And usually those groups contact us, and they would ask us what it might involve to compile and give access to their university. And we have three different tiers of licensure for the technology. So we have our lowest tier is for small nonprofits and agencies for the blind, and that's at a $3,500 licensing rate. And then for universities and small businesses, it's $7,500. And then for airports and public transit sites, it's a negotiated fee. It depends on how complex the site is.
Sure, a little bit different with a small airport versus, say, O'Hare or Orlando.
Absolutely. Like, we're talking with Miami Airport right now, but I think they have some 10 terminals, and it's going to be a massive compilation effort.
Right, and how are you going to keep that updated, especially with like the restaurants and a lot of different things around the airport moving and changing all the time?
Well, we've already got a whole network of regional consultants who are O&M people who are very interested in working on this with us. So we've got a good network already developed so that we can meet the need as the need develops.
Would there be a way that if you signed up as a business, could you subscribe or have like an annual maintenance plan of some sort to keep your math up to date? Or
there is an annual maintenance fee, and but in terms of those small changes that happen in any environment, the facility that would purchase the access would have to assume responsibility for informing us of those changes, and they have administrative access to the editor. So if there were labeling changes for restaurants or other sites on their campus, they can easily go in and make those changes without any difficulty.
Sure. So they just go in. If the restaurant changes names, they would just go in and fix it.
Right.
And it would update. Is the website available currently? Is there also versions, or is there a way you can access it from your phone?
You can't access the website from the phone, but you can access any of the routes.
Right.
The database is accessible through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But the website...
I'm sorry. Do you have like a mobile version of the website for phone browsers, or?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my technologist that question. Phil, do we have a mobile version of the website?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a mobile version of the website?
The website works on mobile devices.
It is very stripped down in tech-based at this point, so
yes.
You might not even need a separate one. Okay. How might people get in contact with you guys to get more information?
Our telephone number is 612-220-6657. And our website is spelled out clickandgomaps.com, and that's clickandgomaps.com.
Okay. How long will the phone system for ATI be up?
We're not really sure yet, but we'll keep it up as a sample route for the indefinite.
What's that phone number?
I have to get that phone number. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Phil, I have it in my phone, actually. 1 second. Sorry.
This is a number that you can call and actually get route information that we were talking about a little while ago.
Okay, our sample route number is 646-833-0678.
646-833-0678.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.